This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kanaka vatereri tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechishanu kubvumbi 1 2016.
Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyiro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti ezvinhu zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Mapurisa obvunzurudza MDCT pamusoro peurongwa hwebato iri hwekuratidzira mwedzi uno.
Sangano ravana chipanga mazano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute rinoti ZANU-PF yaita zinyekenyeke nepamusana pemakakatanwa ari mubato iri.
Chirwere chetyphoid choramba chichinetsa munyika.
Mwaka wemitambo yePremier Soccer League wotanga mushure memwedzi mishanu yekuzorora kwezvikwata zvenhabvu.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Sangano ravana chipanga mazano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute kana kuti ZDI rinoti zvinhu zvanyanyisa kuita manyama amire nerongo mubato reZANU-PF zvisati zvamboonekwa munhoroondo yebato iri zvekuti rinogona kukundwa musarudzo nemapato anopikisa. Mashoko aya ari mugwaro raburitswa nesangano iri rinonzi Elite Discohesion and Authoritarian Erosion, ZANU-PF on the Precipice. Sangano iri rinoti ZANU-PF yave nguruve iri kuzvikanga nemafuta ayo zvekuti vanopikisa vanokwanisa havo kungopeta maoko vosiya veZANU-PF vachibatana pahuro. ZDI inoti chiri kunyanya kuti zvinhu zvisvike pakaipisisa inyaya yekuti vamugabe vakwegura uye havachakwanisa kubatanidza musangano nekuti hapana achavateerera. Sangano irinotiwo kupinda munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kwemudzimai wavo amai Grace Mugabe kwapa kuti bopoto rinyanye. Sangano irinoti nekutora divi nerechikwata cheGeneration 40 vachirwisana nechikwata chinonzi chinotsigira mutedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa, amai Mugabe vapa kuti mubato munyanye kunetsana. Sangano ravana chipanga mazano irinotiwo kunetsana kuri kuonekwa pane vakarwa hondo vechidiki uye kusagadzikana mauto mapurisa uye vasori vachitora mativi panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika. Mukuzaya nyaya iyi tabata mukuru weZDI Dr. Pedzai Ruhanya kuti tinzwe maonero avo.
Chaita kuti zvibudise gwaro redu panguva dzino inyaya yemabirizhongo, bhonga mupopoto, kutemana, kutukana, kudzingana, kurovana kuri kuitwa muZANU. Kubva pakadhibana mijuru zvisiri pamutemo nomukadzi wava Mugabe Grace Mugabe kusvika pari izvino ZANU haisati yaona runyararo. Asi chanyanya kuti tinyore ndechekuti kunetsana kuri kuitwa muZANU mupolitics dzeZANU, vakuru vachidzingana kunana politburo kunana central committee kumaprovinsi achiamesen pakupinda mustete yekuti nai Mugabe vapinda pamarazi vachituka vanhu vanochengetedza runyararo kana kuti masecurity forces vakabata futi. Vanhu ava vendinoziva kuti ZANU inge iripo naMugabe vanzi first lady inyaya yekuti ANU yapindira mupolitics dzenyika ichisapota ZANU. Saka isisu tiri kuti ZANU is the biggest threat to itself. Kudonha kweZANU kuri kukonzerwa neZANU yega, noti neopposition, noti nevanhu vekunze kwenyika kana kuti vanhu vanoopoza ZANU aivo, asi nemaitiro nemadhisinyongoro nembonga mupopoto nokupokana nenyaya yekuti ZANU haisisina bvara rokuti leader ndiani. Women's League yanga iri number 17 mukotini yeZANU, asi inodanha yakuita sekuti Women's League yewing yeZANU ndiyo musangano kutuka mae Mugabe pakutodzingirwa munhu musangano asiwo mae Mugabe anorovatendera patelevhizhoni vana vadiki vachinzwa muganda. So mae Mugabe vaita popularize the politics of dissent, the politics of disrespect in Zambia, the politics of lack of respect for leadership. And the politics is that pana musangano unokwanisa kuti umire usina respect, usina order, usina structure kana mumba. Tinotozivana kuti muna mai, muna baba, muna mukoma.
Asika vamwe vasingatendera nepfungwa dzenyu varuhwanya vanoti nyaya yekunetsana muzanu PF yakatanga kare muchidzokera kunguva yehondo yechimurenga chaiyo. Nekudaro hapana zvitsvapa zvinganzi bato raakuenda kumaziva ndadzoka.
Aiwa hazvisa zvakawandisa munguva yehondo kwakati kamarebhelioni. Asi munguva yehondo kwakutati izvi zvekuita pamatelevhizhonika. Kutuka vanhu waiurawa kugaita izvi vana nhari vakatanga kuita zvekupanduka vakaurawa vashandiri bhilioni vakauya kumasevenzeti vakadzumba musangano. Asi chinhu chikuru ndechekuti Zanu yaita zvinhu yakabatana neyouth league yayo, yakabatana nemaovetrans ayo. Ike zvine zvapana kubatana.
Mukuru wesangano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute Dr. Petsai Ruhanya vari parunare muHarare.
Bato rinopikisa reMDC inotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai, iro ranga rakaronga kuratidzira musi wa7 kubvumbi, rinoti rave kuzoratidzira musi wa14 kubvumbi. Izvi zvashandurwa mushure mekunge bazi reJoint Operation Command kana kuti JOC raudza bato iri kuti harigone kuratidzira musi uyu sezvo kuchange kuine humwe urongwa. Patricia Mudadigwa anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Vachitaura neStudio 7 nhasi vaMorgan Komichi, avo vari kutungamirira kuratidzira uku, vanoti kudaidzwa kwavo neJoint Operations Command JOC hazvisi zvinhu zvitsva sezvo pose pavanoda kuratidzira vachidaidzwa nebazi iri. VaKomichi vati vaudzwa neJOC kuti havagoni kuendera mberi nekuratidzira musi wa7 sezvo vaMugabe vachange vachisangana nevaimbova varwiri vehondo yorusununguko musi wakare.
VeJOC ndomagara vanogara vachiita nguva nenguva patino apply for an activity ndotozviita vanotoshedza for these meetings. Saka vanogara vachizviita kana tangoita an application or a notification in activities yedu. Machi yedu iri kuindirira mberi changochinja chete izuva isu tanga chida kuita machi yedu musi wa7 asi ivo vapawo chichemo chekuti ai musi wa7 kune musangano waPresident Mugabe namaoveterans. Saka the environment inenge isiri conducive kuti muitewo zvakare ni such a similar program, because vanokubhiliva kuti vari kutiko pamuchasanga patatika apply tiko chasanga navanhu vedu ichangowo for the same point ichasanganikwa namawo veterans ipapo.
Kunyange hazvo vaKomichi nebato ravo vaendesa mapepa vagadzirisa zuva iri nhasi, vati vane vimbo yekuti vachawana mvumo yekuratidzira sezvo bato reZANU PF richiratidzira parinodira.
Toda kutite zvinhu zviri pamutemo nekuti hatisi tega tatanga kuapply kumarshall. Tine history yaJabulani Sibanda akamachisa vanhu 1 miriyoni muno, mapurisa aitovapo achitotsigira. Tinoexpecta kuti musi wa14 mapurisa anga aripo achitotsigira achiprovida security.
Sachigaro wevechidiki mubato reMDC vaHappy Mochidziva vati ratidziro iyi ndeyekuratidza kunyunyuta kwevana veZimbabwe nokushayikwa kwemabasa munyika pamwe nekurarama kuveruzhinji vachinhonga svosve nemuromo.
Zvore demonstration yatiri kuita musi wa14 ndere kunyunyuta pamusoro pemabatiro ari kuitwa maZimbabweans nenyaya yenzara yawanda munyika, kutambudzika kune vanhu. Saka tiri kunyanya kutarisa zvinhu zvakafanana nekushayikwa kwemabasa, nenyaya ye15 biliyoni yamuri kuziva mese kuti yakashayikwa zvisina ani nanari kuziva, corruption level iri munyika. Zvese izvo ndizvo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatee tichiratidzira takananangana nazvo musi wa14. It's much against poverty.
Vachidziva vatiwo pavo vatopedza nekuudza mapurisa nezveratidziro yavo nekudara vavazomiriri mvumo.
Zvekuapplya kumapurisa hakusi kuti tipihwe mvumo. Isusu kungovazivisa kuti ndozvatee tichiita musi iwoyo. Saka kutipa kana kusatipa mvumo, vana veZimbabwe vachabuda vachiratidzira kunetseka kwavari kuita mukati menyika yavo.
Bato reMDC rinoti Kunyange zvazvo vamugabe pavaitsvaga rutsigiro muna 2013 vakavimbisa kuti kwaizoumbwa mabasa anosvika mamiriyoni maviri. Zviri kuitika ndezvekuti panozosvika sarudzo dzinouya, vanhu vane uwandu humwewo vari pamabasa vachange vamiswa mabasa. Bato reMDC ratiwo richaratidzira zvine runyararo, uye hapana vatsigiri vavo vachazoita mhirizhonga musi uyu. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Patricia Mudadigwa.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwao vanoti makambani evekunze asina kuteerera kurudziro yehurumende yekuti vasvike nhasi vapa bazi ravo urongwa hwekupa vatema zvikamu makumi mashanu nechimwe kubva muzana, vanogona kupiwa mumwe mukana wekuita izvi vasati vatorerwa marezinesi. VaZhuwao vanoti havo makambani akawanda aenda kubazi reNational Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Board kunosiya zvirongwa zvavo zvekuendesa upfumi kuvatema. Mumashoko avo kuvatori venhau, bato rinopikisa reMDCT rati mutemo uyu uri kupa kuti vemabhizimisi ekunze vasauye kuzouchika mari dzavo muZimbabwe. Bato reMDC rati nyaya yavaZhuwao yekutyisidzira vemabhizimisi yapawo kuti vekunze nevari munyika vatadze kuisa mari yavo muZimbabwe vachiwedzera makambani kana kuita zvimwe zvirongwa. MDCT yati zviri pachena kuti zviri kuda kuitwa nehurumende zvaramba, nekudaro ngaisiye mutemo uyo. Kuti tinzwe zviri kuitika nezvaitika nhasi, tabata vaZhuwao.
Maonero atiri kuita ndeyekuti makambani mazhinji atedzera kurudziro yabva kuhurumende yekuti vateedzere mutemo. Zvaita kuti vashandi vanoshanda kuNIB vaite kwemasvondo maviri apfuura, vanga vachishanda vachitanga basa nedzimwe dzenguva kusendisendi kuma6 vachipedza nedzimwe dzenguva madeku usiku kuma10. Lunch chaiyo vanga vasingawane mukana wekuti vakwanise kuenda kulunch, nezvekuti NIB yanga yakutoita zvekutopota ichivatengerawo lunch yekuti vadye vari pabasa. Iye zvino padabvako kusendi kuno ndaona vachine mafaira akawanda avari kuongorora vachiprocesa. Asi chikuru chandiri kuda kuti nditende kune vana muzvina bhizimusi vemuZimbabwe ndezvekuti vateera chikumbiro chehurumende chekuti vateedzere mutemo weindigenization and economic empowerment.
Ko, vaya vasina kuteerera vachaitwa sei? Zviri kufamba sei tichienda mberi?
Vasina kuteerero idzo dzinenge dzanhubuka. Pane maitirwo anoitwa nemutemo ekuti nhubu dzigadziridzwe. Kazhinji kachona mutemo unenge wakuti nhubu idzodzo ngadzipiwe mukana wekuti dzigadziridze padziri kukanganisa, kana kutsanangura kuti sei dziri kukanganisa. Kana dzatadza kutsanangura kuti chakonzeredza kuti vatadze kugadzirisa chii, mutemo unenge wakutaiwa. Marizinesi ravanawo ekuti varambe vachiita basa akanzurwe.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwao vari parunare muHarare.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Dare remuUganda rakatambira nezuro zvakabuda musarudzo yakaona mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaYoweri Museveni vachisarudzwa zvakare kuva mutungamiri wenyika iyi. Dare repamusoro-soro rakaramba kutambira chikumbiro chevaimbo wemutungamiri wehurumende yeUganda vaAmama Mbabazi, avo vaipikisa kusarudzwa kwava Museveni.
Mutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama varumbidza kubudirira kwenyika dzepasi rose munyaya dzekuchengetedzwa kwezvombo zvemhando yenuclear, vachiti America ichaita zvose zvainogona kushanda kuti ione kuti zvombo izvi hazviende mumaoko evanhu vanozozvishandisa zvisizvo zvinozokonzera njodzi. Vachitaura nevatungamiri venyika dzinodarika makumi mashanu pamusangano wezvombo zvenuclear muWashington DC, vaObama vati nyika dzinodarika 12 dzakatoparadza kare zvombo zvadzo zvenuclear.
Mu Mukuru anoona nezveutano mukanzuro yeguta reHarare, Dr. Prosper Chonzi, vanoti kunyanga hazvo kanzuro yakakwanisa kuderedza dambudziko rechirwere chemanyoka chetyphoid, chirwere ichi chichiri kuramba chichinyuka. Dr. Chonzi vanoti misha inogara veruzhinji inoti Budiriro neGlenview ichiri kuwanikwa nedambudziko iri sezvo vanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere ichi vari kunyuka. Vanoti mamwe matambudziko akakonzera dambudziko rechirwere ichi akaita sekushayikwa kwemvura yakachena uye kutengeswa kwezvekudya munzvimbo dzisina utsanana achiri kuwanikwa kunyange hazvo vanhu vazhinji vave neruzivo. Vanhu vanodarika makumi matatu vakabatwa nechirwere chetyphoid muHarare uye munhu mumwe chete akafa mumusha weHopley. Chirwere ichi chinonzi chakambobatawo matunhu emurehwa nemarondera kumashonaland East, kunyange hazvo pari zvino chichinze chinenge chakakwanisa kurwiswa. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita naDr. Chonzi pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Iye zvino tiri kuona kuti varwere vakuya vakudzikira. Takuona vashoma nevashoma vachiuya, asi tichiri takangoramba takatarisira kuti izvo chinobva chanyatsopera. Hachisati chanyatsopera, it's too early to celebrate, nekuti izvo chinogona kunge chichiri kuibva mumwiri yevamwe. Asi manumbers atiri kuwana iko zvino izvi ari kuratidza kuti chiri kudzikira. Vari kuuya vatsva vavashoma and vari kurwarawo kune mamwe masababu vanenge vari vashoma.
Ndekupi kwamungati kwanga kwasarira kana kuti kwasarira kuchine dambudziko rechirwere ichi?
Kwanyanyisa kusara iko zvinezvi kwati chiri kunyanyonaka dambudziko kuBudiriro nekuGlenview. Ndo kwatingati ndo kuepidemic center ikokoko. Maconditions acho haasati anyatsoimprova zvekuti tingabva tati zvinobva zvakurumidza kupera. Nyaya yemvura ichiri kunetsa kune kumwe kunomboti mamwe mazuva kunenge kusina. Asi guta ranga richiedza kuti ridedicate supply yemvura kumawestern suburbs. But once in a while kana munombona kugona kuita 1 or 2 days, 3 days maybe kusina mvura. Saka vanhu vanenge vakuita dambudziko iroro.
Chii chamungati chaita kuti mukwanise kudzikisa dambudziko iri? Idzidziso here yamuri kupa vanhu?
Vanhu vanenge vakuziva kana kunzwisisa chirwere ichi nekuti vanokwanisa kuita sei kuti vasachibata. Saka tikuona vanhu vanenge vakukwanisa vakufasharisa mvura. Vanhu havachangotenga chikafu, although chichiriko nyaya yekuti vanongotenga chikafu pese pese nenyaya yatingi nyaya yeekonomi nekuti chinenge changochipawo. But tikuona kuti vari kudya chikafu chacho chichipisa, uyezve vakuita zvekugeza maoko vachinge vabva kunoshandisa matoilets kana kuti vasati vadya. So tirikutifungidzira kuti maattitudes evanhu akuchinja, not necessarily kuti izvo mvura yaakunguva dzose.
Rimwe dambudziko ratainzwa kubva kuvagari raive retsvina yaibva musewage yavaiti iri kungoyerera pose pose. Makwanisa here kunge muchigadzirisa dambudziko iri?
Sewage yashoma, asi apo neapo tichiri kuona ichiri kuputika. Tichiri kuona futi vana vamwe vachiri kutambira musewage imomo. Asi zvanani zvazvo pakuita kuti turnaround time yekuti vanoenda kunogadzira panenge paita best sewer. Although as a public health officer handisati ndakunyanyofara, situation haisati yanyatsondiitira zvakanaka. Zvirwere zvinogona kuramba zvichingoputika.
Avanga vari mukuru anoona nezveutano mukanzuro yeguta reHarare, Dr. Prosper Chonzi, vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7.
Makateerera kuStudio 7, tiri kutevhenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 p.m. tiri kutarisa dambudziko rakatarisana nevarwere zvichitevera kuvharwa kwenzvimbo dzinosvikira varwere muzvipatara zvemupilo chekuBulawayo neHarare Central Hospital muguta reHarare.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext messages panhamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza nhamba dzenyu kuitira kuti tigokufonerai.
Mashoko anotevera anoburitsa pamire hurumende yeAmerica.
Vanhu vanodarika makumi manomwe vakaurayiwa uye vanhu mazana matatu vakakuvara zvichitevera kubhombwa kwakaitika munzvimbo inotandarira veruzhinji muLahore kuPakistan. izvi zvakaitika munguva yezuro reEaster. Mutauriri webazi rezvekudyidzana nedzimwe nyika muAmerica vaJohn Kerry vakashoropodza zvakasimba kuita kwakadai mudunhu rePunjab.
Mutungamiri wehurumende yemuPakistan Nawaz Sharif vakapika kuti vacharwisa kusvika vapedza chikwata cheJamaat al-Ahrar muPakistan. Chikwata ichi chinoti charwisa nzvimbo dzakawanda mumakore maviri apfuura. Makore maviri apfuura chikwata ichi chakarwisa chechi yemaKristu pakati pemuganhu wePakistan neIndia.
Kubva pavanhu mamiriyoni zana nemakumi mapfumbamwe vemuPakistan, miriyoni nechidimbu maKristu vechitendero ichi ndivo vakanangwa nezvikwata zvinoita zvekupfurikidza mwero. Muna 2013 vanhu vanodarika zana vakafa mushure mekubhombwa kwechechi yemuPeshawar, uye vanhu gumi nevana vakafawo muLahore. Vakebhi vanoti America icharamba ichishanda nemadzisahwira ayo muPakistan pamwe nemamwe matunhu mukuparadza huipi uhu.
Mashoko aya anoburitsa pamiri America pane zviri kuitika muPakistan.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo, makundano eCastle Lager Premier Soccer League ari kupfungaidza hutsi svondo rino kuchitarisirwa machikichore enhabvu mumwedzi misere inotevera. Mutori wedu wenhau dzemitambo Mike Okariati anotipa zvizere.
Mushure mwemwedzi mishanu yezororo, makundano eCastle Lager Premier Soccer League asimuka nhasi kuine mitambo mikukutu iriko mukupera kwesvondo rino. Mutambo wanhasi pakati peHomine neBlower City wapera uri mangage 2-2 mushure mekunge Homine yapedza ine vatambi gumi, apo Victor Kamuka abuditswa munhandare nemubati wepembe achinzi anga achitamba zvekukuvadza vamwe. Mugadziriro wemwaka uno zvikwata zvakawanda zvanga zvichimhanya-mhanya kutenga vatambi vatsva, zvimwe zvakaita seDynamos neHighlanders zvikaenda mhiri kwemakungwa kunotsvaga varayiridzi vatsva. Asi murayiridzi mutsva wedhimbare wacho George Silva ari kutanga nemutambo mukukutu, apo vari kusangana nechikwata chiri kubhebha uyezve chiri icho chine mukombe weleague uyu cheChicken Inn Mbaba Field Stadium nemugovera. Mutambo uyu uri kuratidza kuti uchakwezva vanhu vakawanda zvikuru mushure mekunge Chicken Inn yakaratidza kuti haisiye kudherera zvekare gore rino mushure mekutamba zvinodakadza muCup Champions League nemaMelodi Sundowns South Africa. Muongorori wenhabvu vaFibion Munamati vanoti vachitarisa zvanga zvichiitika panguva yezororo vari kuona maGamecocks achitora zvekare mukombe wakakosha uyu.
Vafungirei ingatore mukombe iChikeni vari kutamba dzine mutsindo ende kocha wavo ari kuziva zvaari kuita, ari kukocha bhora zviri right.
Dynamos yacho haisi kuzivikanwa mamiriro ayo gore rino pamusoro pekuti ine murayiridzi mutsva Silva uyo akatsiva tonderai ndiraya akasiyiswa basa mukupera kwegore rapera atadza kutora kana mukombe mumwe chete. Sachigaro wechikwata ichi vakeni mubayiwa vanoti Silva akasakunda mumitambo mina yekutanga anosiyiswawo basa sezvakaitwa ndiraya. Asi sachigaro weDynamo Supporters Association vaChristopher Mandija vanoti hapana chinotadzisa Dynamos kutora mukombe weleague uyu gore rino.
Hapana chinotadzisa kuti tingatora league because we've got the players, the seasoned players. Hatingati tirikuita rebuild.
Mutambo wechike ndii neDynamos ndiwo runyanyotaurwa nezvavo pamitambo yamangwana, asi Border Strikers iyo ichangopinda Premier League gore rino iri munzendo refu yakananga kukariba kunosangana neZPC. Murayiridzi weZPC Sandeti Dzambwa ajairira Kariba mushure mekunge aimboshanda kuSouth Africa, uyezve anoti vari kutarisira kuita zviri nani gore rino pane zvavakaita mwaka wapera.
Gore rino tiri kutarisira kuita zviri nani pane zvatakaita gore rakapera.
Pane mimwe mitambo iriko nemugovera zvekare, apo FC Platinum ichange iri pamusha neTorocho Pirates, asi mutambo pakati peMutare City neNgezi Platinum hausati waziviswa nhandare uyezve kuti uchaenderera mberi here. Nesvondo, maGreen Machine eCape United achange ari muNational Sports Stadium, apo vari kusangana nechapungu panguva iyo Harare City inenge iri murwendo yakananga kutriangle. Kunyange hazvo vanga vachinetseka kukunda mashuga sugar boys pese pavanga vachishanyako, murairidzi weHarare City Taurai Mangwiro anoti mushure mekutamba mukapu Confederation Cup asi kuona vachinetseka kurova triangle.
Ndione tichinetseka kuvakunda, ndinoona chikwata chedu chichiita zviri nani.
Highlanders iyo iri kubhebhawo moto zvekare mushure mekusvika mufinal yeZimbabwe National Army Charities Shield iri kusangana neshumba yekuhwange apo vari kubandana mukoleyari. Tichitarisa mamiriro anga achiita gadziriro panguva yezororo, zviri kuratidza izvo kuti zvikwata zvikuru zvakaita seChicken Inn, Highlanders, Dynamos, FC Platinum pamwe neCapes United ndizvo zvingangorwira zvekare mukombe weleague. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Kwazwai muri yeZimbabwe. 18 kubvumbi 1980 izuva rakakosha kunyika yeZimbabwe. Inzwai dangariro dzenyu pano pa Studio 7 apo Zimbabwe inenge ichicherechedza zuva rekuzvitonga. Inzwai zvizere kune vaive muhondo yechimurenga vakaona hondo nokusunungurwa kweZimbabwe. Pamwe neavo vakaberekwa nyika yava kuzvitonga. Born Free Generation. Tumirai maonero enyu zvinoreva kuzvitonga panhamba dzinoti 001-202-465-0318. Namba idzi zvakare
kokambonzara kubva kuna Victor Kunonga tava tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu sezvo ngwaidi yapera. Regai timbotarisa musoro inawo zvakare.
Mapurisa obvunzurudza MDCT pamusoro peurongwa hwebato iri hwekuratidzira mwedzi uno.
Sangano ravana chipangamazano reZimbabwe Democracy Institute rinoti ZANU-PF yaita sinyekenyeke nepamusana pemakakatanwa zvekuti inogona kukundwa musarudzo nevanopikisa.
Chirwere chetyphoid choramba chichinetsa mune mamwe matunhu munyika.
Mwaka yemitambo yePremier Soccer League yotarisirwa kutanga mangwana.
Tava tashuka kuma gumeo chirongwa cheducha nasi. Tino imba kutimuchange mwine suzakari mangwana. Anokuone kaine mufaro, achitimuene zorore kupera kwa shondra kana kandini jonga kandemiri. Ndirimu Washington DC.
Neni wenyu, Blessing Zulu, nchitimurare zakanaka vatereri. Tokusia imina Chris Kande, munaudze chirungu.
Thank you, Jonga and Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 1st, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe security organ, the Joint Operations Command, urges the MDCT to postpone a planned protest over missing $15 billion diamond proceeds money.
We made it clear to JOC that we can only call off this demonstration if the government shows us where the $15 billion is, and also if the government shows us the 2 million jobs.
A Zimbabwean think tank says ZANU-PF facing an internal strife is now so weak that it's likely to lose the next elections.
Our major argument in this report is that the greatest threat to ZANU rule is ZANU itself.
And Zimbabwe gives foreign-owned companies another chance to transfer majority shares to local people before shutting them down.
Those that have not complied, really, the process of law requires that the relevant line minister is to notify them that they are non-compliant.
Please do stand by for these stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. The supreme organ for the coordination of security in the country, the Joint Operations Command, or JOC, today summoned the opposition MDCT and asked it to postpone a proposed march against the alleged disappearance of $15 billion in potential diamond revenue from government coffers set for next Thursday. The JOC says the march will clash with a top-level meeting to be attended by President Robert Mugabe and war veterans. The MDCT says it wants to hold a march to protest against the disappearance of the money and from mining of diamonds and the general deterioration of the economic situation caused by what the party says is corruption. We spoke to the party's Secretary General Douglas Muonzura, who says the protest has now been penciled for the 14th of this month in Harare.
We said that we are going to have our march, but we will agree to postpone our march to the 14th of April because we don't want to give them an excuse of anything.
They've assured you that they are not going to disrupt this march?
Well, so far they've said that they will not disrupt the march on the 14th, but we have also emphasized to them that we expect them to behave, we expect them to honor the rights of the Zimbabweans, and that we will not be afraid of confronting anyone if they try to stop us on the day that we have agreed.
Now, can you tell us how this march is going to go about, who is going to be involved, and so on?
This is a march by the MDC, but we are also inviting other sister political parties, the civic organizations, and any members of the Zimbabwean society who want to express their displeasure about poverty. And we made it clear to JOC that we can only call off this demonstration if the government shows us where the $15 billion is, and also if the government shows us the 2 million jobs.
That was Douglas Muonzura, MDCT Secretary General. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Harare. Meanwhile, Muonzura was supposed to appear in court today to answer charges of obstruction of justice after he questioned police for demanding to see the identity particulars of his boss, Morgan Tsvangirai, at the Harare High Court earlier this week. A local think tank, the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, or ZDI, has released a report indicating factionalism, not the opposition or international pressure, will ultimately lead to the demise of the ruling ZANU-PF party. In the report titled Elite Discohesion and Authoritarian Erosion, ZANU-PF on the Precipice, ZDI argues that the warring parties in the ruling ZANU-PF party appear determined to decimate each other, leaving the political party severely weakened than at any point since its formation in 1963. The group also says the entry of First Lady Grace into mainstream ZANU-PF politics in 2014 arguably heralded what ZDI says is the summit of elite discohesion and fissures in all organs of the party, including the Women's League that she leads. The report says alleged factional wars between the Grace Mugabe-leaning Generation 40 and the Tim Lacoste-backing Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa has worsened the crisis. The ZDI says lack of succession framework and President Robert Mugabe's advanced age are now a cause for serious concern. The report notes that Mr. Mugabe is now losing control of the party, and this is reflected in factional fights involving war veterans, youths, women, and the securocrats. ZDI Director Pedzisai Ruhanya tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that with the level of infighting, ZANU-PF will lose the next elections to the opposition.
Our major argument in this report is that the greatest threat to ZANU rule is ZANU itself. The problems that are taking place within the party and lack of consensus among the top leadership, and also lack of consensus in the grassroots structures that are seen in the expulsions, suspensions, and constant infighting. The story of ZANU is the story of the day, every day in Zimbabwe. We think that the weakening of the party internally will ultimately see the demise of ZANU at the national level. So ZANU is a threat to itself because of internal discohesion and authoritarian erosion of the leader himself. And fundamentally, the entry into politics of First Lady Grace Mugabe has popularized the politics of defense. When she moves around the country and with the television and radio live broadcast to insult people, to attack party people, to show disrespect for party structure, party institutions, what it tells us is that there is no longer order.
But Dr. Ruhanya, your critics might say this is not the first time there's been internal fights in ZANU-PF. It goes back to the Liberation War.
But if you look at the struggles in ZANU, there was never a situation where ZANU suspended its people in the manner that they've done, suspending nine provincial chairpersons and suspending a sitting vice president. It has never happened.
And that was Zimbabwe Democracy Institute Director Pedzisai Ruhanya speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Minister Patrick Juao says companies that have failed to comply with the government directive to submit indigenization plans will be given another chance before their licenses are revoked. The deadline to submit the plans was yesterday. The country wants foreign-owned firms to transfer majority stakes to local people. Juao, though, said many companies had submitted plans to the National Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Board. The minister tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that he is satisfied with the response.
One thing that has emerged is that there has been a huge response by people that are seeking to ensure that they are complying with the law. I visited the National Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Board offices earlier on. And over the past couple of weeks, they've really been working flat out, in some instances getting to the office as early as 6 o'clock, and in some instances getting out of the office as late as 10 o'clock to be able to address all of the requirements. So they still have a significant number of applications that they have received that they still have to process.
What will happen to those who have not complied?
Those that have not complied, really, the process of law requires that the relevant line minister is to notify them that they are non-compliant and request them to show good cause as to why they are non-compliant. Should they not show good cause as to why they are non-compliant, the minister will then request them to comply. Should they fail to comply, the minister will then notify third parties that intention of cancelling their licenses and proceed on to direct the licensing authority to cancel their licenses. It's purely a technical process which is defined at law.
That was Patrick Zhuwao, Zimbabwe's Indigenization Minister, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare. Meanwhile, the opposition MDCT has called on the government to abandon the program, saying the law is affecting economic growth. In a statement, the MDCT said the immediate effect of these statements and threats has been to halt all new investment by all targeted firms, whether locally or foreign-owned. At the same time, business executives have described as scaring Zimbabwe's threat to shut down foreign-based companies not complying with the Black Economic Empowerment Law. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwao has been breathing fire over some companies failing to comply with the Black Economic Empowerment Law, which forces those valued at more than 500,000 to transfer 51% shares to locals. But according to the source, an independently owned news entity, the minister says it is a bit difficult for a nation to shut down companies that are registered abroad. He is now proposing to re-engage company executives through line ministries that are expected to submit indigenization plans to his ministry about progress in complying with the law. Executives who spoke to Studio 7 said threats being made by the government to shut down their companies if they do not follow the law are counterproductive, as Zimbabwe is currently attempting to court international finance institutions to give it loans for resuscitating the ailing economy. Self-confessed President Robert Mugabe supporter, Reverend Obadiah Msindo, who is also director of Destiny for Africa Network, said the government is getting it all wrong.
I don't fully agree with the idea of the closure of companies. I would advise the Minister of Indigenization to use a different approach. Given the situation where we are in, think of the employees. We have serious high rate of unemployment in this country. I think if it is the decision of the cabinet, there is a need for them to review their position concerning the existing companies. What we need right now more, we need more jobs for the young people. And the companies that are already in existence surely cannot be tampered with. There is a lot, and there is a better way of solving this thing.
Musindo's views were echoed by John Mufukare, Executive Director of the Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe. He said most company executives are currently in a state of shock.
It gets to the point now where people are just in a state of shock. And at this moment, I don't see too much panic around, because I think people have now just taken the attitude that what will be. If we are going to be closed down, then we will be closed down. If anything else is going to happen, then just let it be. So people have gone beyond panicking. They are just passive now, just accepting their fate, whatever that fate is going to be.
Mufukare said implementing an indigenization compliance deadline is disastrous for Zimbabwe, adding that government should not have aborted the engagement process with companies. Ben Frith, a member of the Commercial Farmers Union of Zimbabwe, said it was possible that Zimbabwe would take the drastic measures to shut down the companies that have failed to comply, as has been the case on white commercial farms since 2000.
We don't know what's going to happen on the 1st of April. There's obviously a lot of talk about anyone who is not fully indigenized, they're going to come and close everyone down. We've seen it happen with the farms. We believe that it could never happen the way it's happened on the farms, where the law is just disregarded, where they just chase everyone off, where they put people in jail. for committing the crime of farming. We believe that that could not happen in a country, you know, but it happened, you know. So we don't know what's going to happen on the 1st of April. We know what's happened in the past, and we know that anything can happen, you know.
However, Dr. Shingi Munyeza, a businessman, said indications are that a lot of companies have submitted their plans to the National Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Board. He believes this process is not retrogressive.
But a lot of people have been submitting their returns to NIB, and NIB has come out to say, look, they will consider all and make sure that everybody else is processed properly. So we take the cue from NIB. I am confident and hopeful that we will not be retrogressive in implementing indigenization.
On Wednesday, Shuao told an indigenization workshop in Harare that all companies that have not complied with the law risk being shut down. Shuao said any job losses would be blamed on what he called irresponsible directors who failed to follow the country's Black Economic Empowerment Program. The Zimbabwe Investment Authority could not be reached for comment. Reports say at least 35 companies have so far submitted their indigenization plans following threats by the government to forcibly shut down non-complying firms. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This month we are commemorating Zimbabwe's 36th independence anniversary. The 18th of April, 1980. What are your memories of that moment? And what about 36 years later? Share your thoughts with us by sending us a voice recording on our WhatsApp number 001-202-465-0318. The number again is 001-202-465-0318. We are also on Facebook and Twitter.
Coming up, a closer look at peace and reconciliation in Zimbabwe. And Thomas Mafumo promises to release scorching hits. But first, we take a look at regional and international news. U.S. President Barack Obama said today the Iran nuclear deal had achieved a substantial success and focused on the dangers of nuclear proliferation in a real way. And Uganda's court yesterday upheld the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni in the February 18th national poll. The court rejected a petition brought by former Prime Minister and presidential candidate Amama Mbabazi. Some Zimbabweans say the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission appears to be toothless as local people are not yet ready for healing and reconciliation. They say the commission looks ineffective in promoting healing, peace and reconciliation in the nation. Our correspondent Patricia Mudadigwa reports from Harare.
Louder than that? Louder than that?
Some Harare residents who attended a meeting convened by Heal Zimbabwe Trust, a non-governmental organization focusing on victims of political violence, said the commission also appears to be pro-government, as commissioners are appointed by the state. One of the participants, Chitungwiza resident Mejuri Marunda, said the commission cannot promote national healing in Zimbabwe if perpetrators of violence have not apologized to their victims.
We are not yet ready to do this because we cannot forgive you. We are hurt. Those who caused this, they must be ready to apologize. So if they don't apologize, how can they be forgiven? No, the commission is rubbish. It's not going to do anything. As long as Robert Mugabe is in the president's office, there's nothing good about that. Nothing is going to come to help the people.
A victim of political violence, Pamain Musekiwa, said there will not be any national healing as long as ZANU-PF is still in power.
The president, in the first place, was leading this perpetration, and now is claiming to lead also the peace and reconciliation. So it's not ready. It can't be done that the same person who was a perpetrator and he turns now, he can say, I will lead the peace and reconciliation.
Kudakwashe Matambo, Communications Programs Assistant with the Jesuits Province of Zimbabwe in Mozambique, urged government to listen to the needs of the people in order to promote national healing and reconciliation.
Zimbabweans may not be ready at the moment, but what makes people ready is the willingness to effect whatever bill, whatever document, whatever efforts are made to attain healing. Because what constitutes healing in this era is the willingness of the people and the willingness of the leaders to listen to the people's concerns. Leaders' concerns alone cannot heal Zimbabwe. And what's important now is to look at the bill, is to look at the commission and what the people are saying, what the people have, what the people's concerns are on this commission. Because without that, Zimbabwe will not go anyway. Because with the people, with the leadership mindset, what the bill can be useless if the leaders are not willing to listen to the people.
Some participants echoed the same sentiments, though noting that the perpetrators of violence need to be identified and asked to apologize to victims if there has to be peace, healing and reconciliation in Zimbabwe. The commissioners have already been appointed, and former Speaker of Parliament, Cyril Ndebele, leads the commission. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
Thanks, Patricia. We will air a second part of this story on peace, healing and reconciliation in Zimbabwe in our bulletin tomorrow. Don't miss it right here on Studio 7.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Radovan Karadzic, also known as the Butcher of Bosnia, was sentenced March 24th to 40 years in prison for genocide and other crimes against humanity by the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia Court in The Hague, Netherlands. The former leader of the breakaway Serbian Republic of Bosnia-Herzegovina was found guilty of murder, persecution, forcible transfer, terror and hostage-taking during the Bosnian War from 1992 to 1995, a conflict that's estimated to have taken more than 100,000 lives. Delivering the verdicts, presiding Judge Ogan Kwan said Karadzic had ordered detained Bosnian Muslim men from Srebrenica to be transferred for killing. It was part of a brutal campaign against Bosnian Muslims that came to be known as ethnic cleansing. In a statement issued March 24th, U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Mark Toner noted, "With the trial chamber's conviction, we move one step closer to closing another painful chapter in the story of the conflict in the former Yugoslavia. We'll never forget the horrors of genocide in Bosnia or the many other crimes committed on all sides of the conflict in the former Yugoslavia. Nor will we ever stop honoring their victims and survivors. We urge the members of the international community to cooperate with the ICTY and respect its decisions."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
And in sports news, after a five-month break, the eight-month Castle Lager Premier Soccer League roars into life this weekend in what promises to be a period of exciting football. Reporter Michael Cariati previews the soccer season.
Most of the clubs have been busy on the transfer market, and others like Dynamos and Islanders have hired foreign coaches, all with the dream of winning Zimbabwe's biggest football competition. Fans, however, would not have wanted a far much better start to the season than a game between defending champions Chicken Inn and last season's runners-up Dynamos at Baba Field Stadium Saturday. Chicken Inn made a bold statement of their intention to retain their title with a gutsy performance against South African giants Mamelodi Sundowns before losing the CAF Champions League show 2-1 on aggregate. On the premise of that display, the Gamecocks start off as favourites against a team whose pedigree has not yet been fully tested. More importantly is the fact that Dynamos are starting afresh following the arrival of new Portuguese coach Jorge Silva, who replaced Tony Raindiraya at the end of last season. However, club chairman Kenimba Iwa has warned Silva that he will also be fired if he fails to deliver in the first four games of the season.
Our aim is to lift the championship, but it depends on the coach whether he's going to deliver. If he doesn't deliver, our coach at Dynamos is we don't keep you fire.
The game between the Gamecocks and Dimbare is unquestionably the highlight of the start of the season, but elsewhere, new boys border strikers make the long trip to Kariba to face Sunday Chidzambwa ZPC. Chidzambwa has now settled well in Kariba after years in South Africa, and the former national team coach says he wants to win all honours on offer this season.
You can, in football, you may win, lose or draw, but I would love to win as many honours as I can.
There are other matches on Saturday with last season's third place team FC Platinum hosting Cholocho Pirates, while the game between New Boys Mtare City and Ngezi Platinum Stars is waiting for ground confirmation. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Thanks, Michael. This evening we feature Chimurenga music guru Thomas Mafumo, who is currently in the studio crafting what he calls one of his best compilations. He speaks to Studio 7's Gibbs Dube about this and other issues.
I'm in the studio. We are actually recording a new CD.
What is the title of the CD?
We don't have a title yet. We are still working on it.
What could be the likely focus of the CD?
It's all about, the problems that the world is, facing today.
You are including Zimbabwe, right?
That's right.
What exactly on Zimbabwe can we expect?
I think we are all losing hope about Zimbabwe, and because, as you know, people are still suffering, and our story is just a very, very sad story.
When do we expect that city to be out?
We are still promoting Danger Zone, but as soon as we finish, we'll maybe take it a little bit of time, and then we'll release it.
How did Danger Zone go into the market?
A lot of people like Danger Zone, and I think it's been all over the place, like in Japan or even in Europe. We managed to sell a lot of copies there.
And, when it comes to music, what inspires you, really?
I'm just a musician. I love music, and I'm a songwriter. And I love writing, songs. And I'm always thinking about, new songs. Yeah.
Brilliant. So let's come to politics. When When are you going back to Zimbabwe?
I don't really know. I want to go to Zimbabwe and play.
That was Thomas Tafirenyika Mkanya, Hurricane Hugo, Gandanga Mapfumo, Zimbabwe's Chimurenga Music Guru, speaking there with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube. And before we go, remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk today, when our hosts will be talking with listeners and experts about the health sector. And the headlines today, Zimbabwean think tank says ZANU-PF facing an internal strife is now so weak that it's likely to lose the next elections. And Zimbabwe gives foreign-owned companies another chance to transfer majority shares to local people before shutting them down. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Ntunga Milinkomo. This is Chris Gande. I hope no one fooled you today, April Fool's Day. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Chris lichona njani emakhaya yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 ngomabasa 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontunga milinkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
So asazi ke ukuthi bangabe beqinisile yini ukuthi lokho esikukhulumisanayo la lokho esifuna ukwenza la lokho abakucela ukuthi sikwenze into abazayiphatha ngayiphi indlela. Kodwa ke hayi thina sesizamelela ke ukuthi sizwe ukuthi ke mhla ka 14 lapho esesivumelane labo khona baza kwenzani bazathi.
Umanyano wengatsha zomvikela owe Joint Operations Command ucela ibandla leMDCT ukuthi lidlulisele phambili ukutshengisela kwalo kwangolwesine phezu kokunyamalala kwe-15 billion dollars yamadayimana.
Amasotsha, amapholisa, i-CIO labo uyaphangisa ukubabhadala ngokuyesaba ukuthi engxenye bengamkhipha njengoba kuyiba bamprotekthayo ukuthi ahlale ekhona, yikho ebabhadala laba abayibo abasiza izimpilo zethu, hhayi ezikamgadi, ngoba umgabe engagula kayelatshwa la.
Lanxa uhulumende ehlulekile ukuhlawula abongi labodokotela amabhonasi abo izolo, wenelisile ukuhlawula amapholisa namuhla. Kuwoza Fridays silomculi odumileyo uJayz Marabini, yena osanda kwethula idlalate lakhe elitsha elithiwa Thulasana. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umanyano wengatsha zomvikela owe Joint Operations Command namhla ube lomhlangano lebandla leMDCT walicela ukuthi lidlulisele phambili ukutshengisela obekuqoqwe ukwenziwa ngolwesine lweviki ezayo kusolwa ukunyamalala kwamadola angaba ngamabhiliyoni alitshumi lanhlanu i-15 billion dollars eyamadayimana. Umanyano we-JOC ogoqela abakubutho amapholisa labacuphi bakarhulumente utshele i-MDCT ebimelwe ngunobhala jikelele waleli bandla umnumzana Douglas Monzora ukuthi ilanga leli yilo elenziwa njalo umhlangano kamongameli Robert Mugabe labalwa impi yenkululeko. Kodwa babikwa bevumelene le-MDCT ukuthi ukutshengisela lokhu kwenziwe mhlaka 14 kuyona le inyanga. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxelo nobhala obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zeMDCT umnumzana Bednico Bebe ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Well, asazi ke ngoba izanu ngabantu abangaqondanga, abantu abangalaqiniso, abantu abacabanga ukuthi bona yibo bodwa kufanele baphile benze izinto eziqondileyo kumbe into ezingaqondanga phezu kwabanye abantu. So asazi ke ukuthi bangabe beqinisile yini ukuthi lokho esikukhulumisanayo la lokho esifuna ukwenza la lokho abakucela ukuthi sikwenze into abazayiphatha ngayiphi indlela. Kodwa ke hayi
thina sesizamelela ke ukuthi sizwe ukuthi ke mhla ka 14 lapho esesivumelane labo khona baza kwenzani, bazathini, baza kwenza ngayo indlela.
Manje nxa likhangele linalibona izehlakalo lezi ezenzakalayo, sibona ngapha abanye bayabotshwa lani, kungakutshengisani khona?
Kungakutshengisa ukuthi ke uyabona nxa ungumuntu owakhulela esintwini, kuthiwa khona nxa isisifa ifa iqhatha ungami ngemva kwayo, ngoba ungaze ume ngemva kwayo lapho ekubamba ngesonto khona lawe ungayilandela kumbe lawe ungayiphelekezela. So asazi ke ukuthi kungabe kusenzakalani, ngoba sibona kunje nje lomkhokheli wabo onguye abamthembile ukuthi ngiyoza kuma ngo-2018 kasakwanisi lokuthi enze lutho. So asisakwazi ukuthi kambe kungabe kuyikuthini, kungabe kutshengisane, kungabe kusikhombisane.
Okokuthi ukutshengisela lokhu libona ungani kuzaphathisana?
Ngisela-ke ukukhuluma ukuthi njengoba yena umongameli wakhuluma ukuthi kwacatsha imali engange-15 billion, esikutshengisela ukuthi hayi bantu, imali leyo ngabantu beZimbabwe, ngipho njengoba yacatshela ezandleni zenu siyini esalinika amakhiye ukuthi igcine isikhwama sikahulumende, asoze lisitshele namhlanje ukuthi imali leyo yacatshakala kwazi ukuthi yaya ngapi. Kutho ukuthi sezikhwameni zenu ngamunye ngamunye, khiphanini imali yabantu elayithathayo liyifake ezikhwameni zenu liyibisele kubanikazi. Nxa seliyidlile lingaselayo ezikhwameni, kutho ukuthi ke selidale icala phela, icala elikhulu lokuthi-ke sokufuze liye nxa lingakwanisanga ukuthi liyibhadale leyo mali, sokufuze liyepika. Nxa kufanele ukuthi liyepika, kutho ukuthi-ke hhayi sokufanele ukuthi umthetho ubonakale ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe bazakhuluma, bakhulume ngezwi linye ukuthi hayi bantu, asingake sikhokhelwe ngabantu abatshona besitshontshela imali yethu esikhangele ukuthi ithuthukise impilo zethu bese besitshela ukuthi imali kabayiboni. Kungcono-ke siye baphumuza ngoba umsebenzi sebeyohlulekile.
Umnumzana Bednico Pepe ngunobhala obona ngokuqoqwa kwenhlelo zebandla le-MDCT. Ubexoxa ecingweni lo Chris Gande we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje unobhala jikelele we-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Monzora ubesemthethweni laba namuhla, lapho abemele athoniswe icala lokwenqabela umthetho ngemva kokuba ejingele amapolisa esithi engahlukuluzi umkhokheli webandla lakhe umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai ngolwesibili. UTsvangirai wayesemthethweni laba lapho etheswa khona icala lokugcona omunye umkhokheli webutho esithi wayekhokhela ubudlwangudlwangu emaswingo phambilini kokhetho luka-2008. UMonzora uzaphindela emthethweni laba ngeviki ezayo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Lanxa uhulumende ehlulekile ukuhlawula abongi labodokotela imali yabo yebonus yanyakenye izolo, wenelise ukuhlawula amapholisa namuhla. Umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa uthi abongi labodokotela bazathola amabhonasi abo ngeviki ezayo kanye lezisebenzi zamajele. Uthi njalo ababalisi lezinye izisebenzi zikahulumende zizathola amabhonasi azo ekupheleni kwenyanga. Ukwehluleka kukahulumende ukuhlawula odokotela izolo kuza ngesikhathi ukusilela kwabodokotela labongi sokubangele ukuvalwa kohlangothi lokwamukela izigulane eMpilo Central kobulawayo kanye laseHarare Central. Ugatsha lwesibhedlela sempilo luvalwe ngeviki edluleyo, njalo olweHarare Central luvalwe namuhla. Ukusilela kwabodokotela lokhu kubangelwa yikudonselana phakathi kukahulumende labodokotela abasanda kuqeda izifundo phezu kodaba lweholo lokunye. Umsekeli kamkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele-People's Democratic Party umnumzana CMC Pepankomo uthi ukwehluleka kukahulumende ukuqakathekisa ezempilakahle kuveza sobala ukuthi sehlulekile ukubusa kuhle.
uhlupho lonke weza lubuyela udokotela luhlupho lwabantu bonke bezimbabwe ngoba nje odokotela laba sibafundisile ukuthi bazosinceda bethi nxa bengabuya lapha abasela misebenzi nxa bele misebenzi ababhadalwa so kuvele kubhoyila kusiya kuhulumende kamgabe umgabe nguye ikhozi yokuthi abantu behluleke ukwelatshwa ama-outpatients avalwe ku-referral hospitals zemadorobheni amakhulu yonke leyo yinto kamgabe aluba umgabe ubengathathi izimali ehambe besuka elizweni emazweni wonke esekhulile engaka aluba imali i-available ukuthi amadokotela aholiswe so i-number one problem yamadokotela laba ngumgabe i-number one problem yabantu abadubekayo ngumgabe nehulumende yakhe yona le eyiyo sibili e-responsible yokutshontsha izinto lezi ezifanele ezincede abantu bezimbabwe so mina ngithi amadokotela nanko bantu abami bonani lani ukuthi lani liyangena labantu abazama ukuthi akukhitshwe umgabe lezami kwenzeka ukuthi izinto sonkeni zisihambele kuzo okwakathesi sonkeni siyadubeka nabantu abafanele belatshwe abaselatshwa ngenxakamgabe
Izolo abongi labodokotela bebemele bethole imali zabo zamabhonasi anyakenye kodwa bagcine bengasayitholanga imali sokuthi abazayithola ngeviki ezayo amapolisa wona athole namuhla elithini ngaloluda
Akuyabona ukuthi ukuze abhadale amadokotela ngoba umgabe into yakhe avele ayenza into yesecurity amasotsha amapolisa iCIO labo uyaphangisa ukuba bhadala ngoba uyesaba ukuthi engxenye bengamkhipha njengoba kuyiba bamprotectayo ukuthi ahlale ekhona yikho ebabhadala laba abayibo abasiza izimpilo zethu hhayi ezikamgabe ngoba umgabe engagula kayelatshwa la welatshwa eSingapore welatshwa eMalaysia welatshwa kwezinye indawo yena kule ndawo yakhe welatshwa khona thina esalatshwa la yikho umgabe esenza so eke ingalandaba ngoba ngabantu abasebenza la yina leyo mali ngabe zayithiwa bona behealth labo kanti ayifanele ibhadalwe ngo-November, December but kayisabhadalwanga hayi bo uhlupho ngomgabe lezanu yikho fanele sikwazi
Umnumzana Semsipe Pankomo ngomsekeli kamkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo ele People's Democratic Party. Mhlaka 18 kulinyanga eZimbabwe lifikisa iminyaka engamachumi amathathu lasithupha lithole uzibuse. Lanxa liqakathekile leli langa abanye bathi kalitsho lutho kibo ngoba bebhekane lobunzima empilweni obugoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi lokubhidlika komnotho. Imbangela bathi nguhulumende onsundu abamjabuleleyo engena embusweni ngo-1980. Kambe kuwe lichoni ilanga likamabasa mhlaka 18 uchoni uzibuse kuwe rekoda imbono yakho usithumele yona nge-WhatsApp kumbe uthumele nje imbono yakho kunombolo ezithi 001 202 465 0318 sitholakala njalo ekhasini le Facebook kanye la ku Twitter Uzulu ophoxakala ngesikhathi sodlakela lwezombusazwe uthi lanxa kule commission yokukhumisana umlotha eNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission kazilungiselelanga ukuphatheka kungxoxo zezehlakalo zokuhlukuluzwa ngoba zingekho izibonelo ezikhomba ukuthi likommission izapholisa amanxeba. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Louder than that. Louder than that.
Uzulu lo ekhonona ngesikhathi engena umhlangano okufuna ukuzwa phezulu kokuba uZulu selungele na inhlelo zokukhulumisana owenzelwe eWetheleni eCrown Plaza eHarare. Lomhlangano uqoqwe ngabe Heal Zimbabwe Trust ngenjongo yokukhulumisana phezulu kwenhlungu zokuhlukuluzana ngezombangazwe kanye lokuba kube lokuxolelana ukuze aphole amanxeba abalawo. Omunye wabalwa impi bekuviyo lebutho leZebra umnumzana Moses Mzila Ndlovu owahlukuluzwayo laye ngesikhathi sezehlakalo zeGugurahundi uthi kumele bajeziswe abenza lolu gcubu.
Yena li-NPRC, i-National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, kangibona ukuthi ungazathi inkukhu ecuthiweyo. Abantu bayasola ikakhulu ukuthi ikhanya kayisoze yehlukaniswe lohulumende. Ungathi lugatsha nje lukahulumende olukhangela ukuthi isebenzele uhulumende, hayi kusebenzela abantu.
Umnumzana Mehluli Dube oqhuba imisebenzi yokucebisa kwezokusebenzelana loZulu Independent Civil Society Consultant ube ngomunye wabasakhulayo abaze ngobuningi kulomhlangano.
Abantu njengamafitshane abafisa ukuthi kwenzakale, bafisa ukuthi kube lokukhulunywa kweqiniso, kube lomuntu ozavela ikakhulu kulezi inkokheli akhulume iqiniso, axolise. Ngemva kwalokho abantu bangabe sebelungiselele ukuxoxa.
Lanxa uhulumende eqina ngelokuthi uzinikele ukuthini kuxoxisanwe phezu kwalolu daba, uZulu kaMthembi usola ukuba khona kwenye inkokheli ezaziwayo okubikwa zaphatheka lazo kule mizabalazo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevis Gama.
Live talk kulamhlanje sikhangela ukubhidlika komsebenzi wezempila kahle. Sikhangela ikakhulu ukuvalwa kogatsha olwamukela izigulane esibhedlela sempilo kanye leHarare Central. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinde ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singene kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kulabantu abangamakhulu ayisishiyagalombili bakweligini abahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvikela umkhuhlane we-Ebola kuyona le iviki. Abedlula ikhulu babantu laba ngabasengozini enkulu yokuthola lo mkhuhlane ngoba besebenza labantu abalomkhuhlane lo. Umthetho ndaba waphezulu wakwele Uganda owe-Supreme Court izolo unqume ukuthi ngempela umongameli Yoweri Museveni unqobile kukhetho oluqhutshwe ngoNhlolanja. Lo mthetho ndaba ulahlele katshana udaba obelukhwezwe ngoweyinhloko karhulumente obencintisa kulolu khetho. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Kesi imbono elandela amazwi alandelayo aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Njengawo wonke amazwe omhlaba eleBangladesh libhekane lenhlupho ezithile ezigoqela udlakela. Ekhuluma ekwele Bangladesh, umsekeli kanobhala obona ngezobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba ebona ngezombuso okhululekileyo lezamalungelo oluntu, uSarah Sewal uthe amaqembo anjengeJamaat al-Mujahideen ahlezi eqondise udlakela ebantwini makhaza abangahlomanga njalo abangelacala abanjengabantwana abayabe bebuthene endaweni zokuzilibazisa bebukela amabhayisikopo, imbuthano yezombusazwe kumbe eyokuthakazelela umnyaka omutsha. Ensukwini ezisanda ukwedlula, omunye waleli iqembu ugwaze umuntu wambulala eKurigram ngoba eseyamukele inkolo entsha. Lokhu kulandela ukuhlaselwa njalo kwabokholo lwesishiya Muslim, Hindus lamaKristu. Eminyakeni ethile edluleyo ababhala ebulenjini abane abafana lo Avijit Roy wabulewe mahlayana. USewal uqhubeke esithi ohulumende kumele kube ngumthwalo wabo ukulondoloza impilo yabantu, hatshi ukucatsha ngokuthi balwisana labalwa becatsha lapho beqondisa udlakela ebantwini. Ngakwelinye icele, ohulumende laba bangeke baphumelele empini yokulwisana labalwa becatsha laba bebodwa, kumele besebenzelane lenkokheli yomdeni inkokheli yabezokholo abakumabhizimusi abesifazana abasakhulayo lazo zonke nje izigaba zempilo ezehlukeneyo. Wengezelele wathi kufanele kuqakathekiswe inkululeko yabo ekukhulumeni imbono yabo kungela kwethuselwa, ngakho ke kuqakathekile ukulondoloza ilungelo labo. Lapho bethole inkululeko yokukhuluma imbono yabo bengesabi ukubotshwa, balakho ukubumba ubudlelwano obuhle lohulumende bamazise lapho okungahlaselwa khona. Ekulwiseni lolu dlakela labalwa becatsha, uSewal uthi eleBangladesh lilakho ukunqoba lingalandela umkhuba wokusebenzelana ukulondoloza umbuso okhululekileyo kanye lokuthembana phakathi kukahulumende lomphakathi.
Lawo ke bekungamazwi aveza imbono kahulumende weMelika.
Awusihlangana kuFacebook. I don't want your number. Awusihlangana kuFacebook.
Sithanda ukuthatha leli thuba ukubonga bonke abangene kumncintiswano wenkondlo ebesilawo ngenyanga kaMbimbitho sisithi amhlophe athenke kuCassandra Gumbo ngenkondlo yakhe ethi Baba Zimbabwe othole umvuzo omkhulu oweradio lama school supplies.
Qhawe lamaqhawe sobohla amanyosi kulabo bemoya emibi.
Elandelwa nguJanet Khumalo ngeyakhe inkondlo ethi Ntofontofo.
Ilalanyise nya ubutho nguwe Ntofontofo.
Sibonga njalo abalaleli labalandeli bethu kuFacebook abasekelela umncintiswano. Tshelani izihlobo labangane ngekhasi leVOA Ndebele ukuze sibe labalandeli abaningi. iStudio 7 ikwethulela indaba ezimqotho ngeZimbabwe.
Siqhuba ke umncintiswano wethu wezinkondlo silembongi uNtuthuko Mabulala Nyathi odabuka eGwanda.
Inkuxa kuxo ndenge isimodumi angisakhulumi ngesimilo sokunhlangazimuka lomoya lokhu kungephula umoya. Izihlalo sezilinga ziyalenga sokungamanzi ephepheni, izilo selihamba egcekeni akusavunulwe sokugqizwa intambo, inhlamba sihambazi, izihlalo sokungovalwa nguntanjana, umpanka wawulizilo manje kugqokwa okungena empankeni. Amavele sethengwa, izinqe sezikhuliso kwethuswa yilokhu, imlomo siconjwe sokuyinta kubomvu, umpentsho wobumpela sekulalapha bezibhejeji kungathi bathandela amaphimpa eqolo. Kwenzakalani ngabantwa bethu? Ngiyabuza, yabenzi godla.
Le imbongo eloduma eZimbabwe uNtuthuko Mabulala Nyathi esithi kutheni ngaligoli lapho akhuluma ngezigigaba ezenzakala eGoli esithi abantwana beZimbabwe sebengena eGoli baqala ukugila imikhuba ezilayo. Umabulala uthi kuba ngusonkondo kuqale esasesikolo eManama ngesikhathi kulethu balokuthi obhala inkondlo enambitha kulwazo zonke uza kuba ingxenye yohambo lwesikolo. Uthi ke yena njengembongi akagcwalelwa mfula, kanti ke akufanelanga asolwe ngoba kungumsebenzi wembongi ukubhala esikucabangayo.
Ngenkondlo ngiyavunyela ukuthi ngibe lokuchothoza, ngincome, ngibuye ngisole. So usola kwami akukhathalekile ukuthi ngubani okumele ngimsolombe ukuhamba kanje, kodwa engikubona engathi ngiwami umbono akumanga kahle njalo engingeke umuntu umuntu akuveze egcekeni obani. Thina siyavuka njengoba sonkondlo lisukubeke, yikho engikwenza. Inkondlo zami zibamba yonke into, kungaba ngezepolitiki, kungaba ngezomnotho, kungaba ngezihlangana kwempilo yethu yansuku zonke, sihlanganyele ukuthinta konke.
Ikhona-ke le ethi amadlozi ami lapho agiya khona ngolimi eluxhaphaxhapha sengathi ngamaxoxo echapha amaxhaphozi exhaphozini.
Xolani madlozi ami, bengaqondanga ngikulixhopha bengaqophanga ngikuliphoxa. Xazulani ndaba siyangixaka, ayingaxabani maxhego nixakekile. Sebengethe ngeyixhubhelo kwasho uxolana nixoli, ngimaxoloxolo umzwangedwa uyangixebula, manje ngixakekile. Kube yingxoxo ngiyaxikaxa ngixakaze ngize ngixhoze.
Umabulala uthi usele nqwaba yenkondlo kanti iningi lazo uzenza emicimbini ejiyeneyo eZimbabwe. Kulezi nkondlo ubamba konke okwenzakala empilweni. Ikhona le akhala khona ngesililo sendoda.
Ngivikana le mvubu lengwenya ngaqhatshwa emapulazini, uyayizwa le ndaba sinini. Ngemva komnyaka lengxenye ngathola engikutholiye, ngathubela ngisithi ngiyethabisa uMazondo, ngamfica belethe emhlane isisu sesuthi futhi hawubo ngoneni bo. Kwathi ngisiqinqe isililo ngakhumbula ezendoda ziyazila isililo sendoda.
Ikona ke ezombusazwe lapha sola khona izenzo zababusi ababusa abantu sengathi isichaka besalanje ukuthi badedele abanye.
Ah, ngamanyana. Abadala bangidumaza, badiniwe kodwa abazidedela intamo. Bakhulile bayakhubeka, abasakhona ukuqhubeka. Basikhamile bafuna ukusikhulula. Kutheni? Ah, ngamanyana. Sebengokhokho abavuma ukhokho balo. Bagugile baqedile okuligugu. Bawugaqele bakuqeda bodwa. Bayadlala zakamhlanje badla umlaza. Kababoni kuyabalulaza. Osokuba bazozinsana ezisahleka ngensini. Kutheni bakithi? Ah, ngamanyana. Izizwe zivusa usinga kwezomba ngazwe. Kubangani okungapheliyo? Abantu baphelile, amazwe aphila ngezikolodo. Lingeke ngidlolode. Leli lishaya ibhunga yezi. Bizani usiyazi sizwe mhlombe ukhona olazikhambi kodwa lana singazinjalo mina ngiboni balaza how kutheni bakithi akukho kunye ah ngamanyala
ngimele studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa ngingu Benedict Nhlapo
kuwaza Friday lamhlanje silo Jayz Marabini umfoka Ndlovu yena usanda kwethula idlalatela ke elitsha elithiwa Thula Sana.
Leli lindlela dele kaJayz Marabini lesithiya kalombili njalo liqukethe ingoma ezilithumi lambili.
Njani bantu bakithi lapho likhona ngezindawo ngezindawo abase-Afrika abasemazweni kuzo zonke izindawo Jayz Marabini lokhulumayo. Nginedlela dlama elitsha cha brand new ethiwa elithiwa Thula Sana. Leli dlela dele lithanda kakhulu ngoba lidlakaze lami lesi 8 ngifisile ukwenza ama album.
Sunshine in Africa, hey. Sunshine in Africa. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening.
Mayisulakala kudlala deleli elithiwa Thula Sana ngezigoqela ethiwa iminwe Ntombenhle Diaspora Hlala Nami Jabula Nkunze Mnyama Africa DJ Human Rights Thula Sana Nkululeko kanye lethi Wanyamalala. Lati uMarabini usebenzela abagoqela uMthabisi Moyo obechaya lead guitar, uLeon Nook obechaya ingungu, obechaya ama drums nguBlessing Mparutsa, ku bass guitar bekulo Neva Mpofu lo Kelvin Dlovu. Abanye abaphatheke ukuchayana kweziginci kuleli dlalade ngabagoqela uSilent Nqo, uRodwell Roda, uMcDonald Moyo kanye loLove Mo Mpunzi. Obencedisa ekuhlabeleleni nguDumi Nyongola ikanti abaphathise kulicindezeleni ngabagoqela uVusi Muzi Moyo, uTswarelo Mothobi kanye loDumisani Ramadu Moyo.
Thula Sana kusho ukuthi ingoma engathi title track ku album ekhuluma kakhulu ngethemba, ukunikeza umuntu ithemba. So le ngoma ethi Thula Sana yingoma enikeza abantu ithemba ngoba inkinga esihlangana nazo empilo njengabantu ziningi kakhulu. So ngithethe umzekelo somntwana ngawufaka engomeni.
Now fall time.
leli dlalade liphekwe ngabe 10th District Music bebambisana labe Ingwe Studios njalo ekuhleleni ingoma zakhe umfaka Marabini uphathiswe ngoBlessing Mparutsa kanye loNicholas Nleya. Nangwe phuma enkundleni yengoma okubizwa ngayo idlalade ethi wathula sana.
Ligabazi ke lelo ijaheli dala umfoka Ndlovu uJays Marabini egqiba ke uhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje kwaneleke mthwakazomuhle olivalelisayo ngowenu untungameli Inkomo lingayikatshana luyalandela uhlelo lwe-Live Talk libelwa busuku obuhle.